more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Mike Peterson on 1320 WILS. Tonight, no one's talking about it, but former Fed Chair Alan Greenspan says that the euro, the currency, is about to collapse. We'll find out what that could mean for us here in the U.S. Also, Donald Trump and his administration proposing dramatic changes in how we deal with illegal immigrants. We'll find out how that's going to affect folks here in Michigan. Let's begin with what's happening in Lansing, where the State House is now set to vote on a bill that repeals, completely repeals, the Michigan personal income tax. State Representative Jim Tedder is with us. He's the chairman of the Tax Policy Committee, which just passed it itself. Jim, great to have you on WILS.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, how much discussion was there on this bill before it got through your committee?
Well, we had a solid 90 minutes of testimony, and this is a top priority for our speaker and for our caucus, and so I was really kind of gauging it at the time to if I felt that there was really ample opportunity for all sides to be heard, and by the time we got to the end of committee, it was the questions had quieted down, and knowing that this was a top priority and that we wanted this to coincide with the appropriations process and crafting a budget, I opted to call a vote, and we passed it out of committee, as you know.
University of Michigan President Mark Schlissel was at the Capitol today. He said this proposal is not conservative. He says it's radicalism. Democrats say it's going to blow a $1.1 billion hole in the budget in just the first year. How's that going to work?
Well, I do want to give you a substantial update and let you know that, first and foremost, our goal in all of this is to achieve meaningful income tax reform. And at the very least, what we've been shooting for is a reduction down to the 3.9% that was promised that we would return to by my predecessors. And so, as of this afternoon, we accepted a substitute bill by Representative Verhulen that actually simplifies the bill, but gets to the core of what we're shooting for here. So
you're saying, well, we go to 3.9 and stop there?
Correct. So the latest bill on the table and the bill that will come before the floor tomorrow would be a reduction to 3.9%. Over a four-year period. So you're looking at a tenth, a tenth, a tenth, and then 0.06.
So do you agree then that the bill that's being discussed before this one you just talked about is too radical?
No, I would part ways with that. I think what's radical, to be honest with you, is that the middle class worker has been carrying the Herculean load for all of the benevolent programs that we've been carrying forth in this state, whether it's Medicaid expansion or some of the meaningful tax reforms that we've engaged in for our business community.
Okay, so why is this compromise bill? Why has this come up then?
Well, I think to clarify where we really want to end, where we want to land. This was Representative Chatfield's bill. It was the one presented to us. And, the question that I would argue was before us in committee was whether or not we supported some level of substantive income tax reform. Mm-hmm. And seven members on the committee, including myself, gave their affirmation that they agreed.
You want to see this. So this new bill that goes to 3.9% over 4 years to reset the personal income tax, is that the one that's going to end up being passed through the House, you think, and moving forward?
That is very likely. We've got some very strong support, and I'm optimistic to think that this is going to be a bipartisan bill at the end of the day. I can't make any warranties to that effect. But this is I would call a common sense bill, a common sense solution that does bring meaningful reform to the middle class worker that doesn't benefit from any sort of subsidies or other benefits.
Now, Governor Snyder, he's been pretty clear. He doesn't support the idea of cutting the income tax. And what makes you think he's not going to just veto this thing?
Well, you know, that is yet to be seen. I do know that the governor came out pretty strong last week against the plan that we passed out of committee. But understanding that this is a process, we are very eager to work with our friends in the Senate. And I would say, you know, within the rank and file members, you know, and speaking with my counterpart in the Senate, Senator Brandenburg, he is also very optimistic for meaningful reform. And I think
State Representative Jim Tedder with us on WILS. He's the chairman of the Tax Policy Committee. So Democrats say it's not just the $1.1 billion that's going to be lost in the budget. It's the fact that there's no plans of any kind of a replacement. So how's that going to get dealt with?
Well, with the new plan, the first year you're looking at about $190 million cut. Now, I want to underscore the point that is less than one half of the proposed spending increases within our government for fiscal year 18. And so I would argue that we are not going to, years one and two especially, proved to be, in my view, and again, I'll qualify, I'm not in appropriations, I'm on the policy side of this, but in talking to my friends in appropriations, Chairwoman Cox and Vice Chair Verhulen, I'm optimistic that this will have a really negligible impact that would force cuts. But instead, we would just reduce spending. You know, how many times have you heard, especially, you know, in Washington, where they consider a spending cut by first proposing increases to a budget and then reducing that level
that
victory.
Tell me this, Jim. I mean, do you think the state is generally spends money irresponsibly?
I would say, you know, over the last 6 years, certainly, that we've really, really tightened our belts in a lot of areas. But we're in a really good place right now, and the time to provide relief for the constituencies that haven't felt any relief is now.
What are they going to feel? I mean, we're talking about a cut from 4.25 to 3.9%. So what's the average Michigander going to get from that?
Yeah, I would, you know, if you make $50,000, you're probably looking at, or $40,000, you're looking at about $150. You know, if a couple making $80,000 would feel about $300 and, you know, up or down from there. You know, if, to make the math simple, just tell the folks at home, if you multiply your adjusted gross income by 0.0035, that'll give you the number.
So let me ask you this, Jim, because part of the issue is that, you know, the original plan is to go down to zero. So is that done with? Do you think that's just an unrealistic thing at this point?
Well, I'll say I don't know that it's unrealistic if again, we were going to have some substantive discussions about tax policy and how we want to approach funding our essential services. But yes, the issue of the issue or the discussion of reducing the income tax below 3.9 is off the table.
Okay.
And
we're talking about getting to, and you, by the way, you heard it first here on 1320 WILS tonight. A new plan set to be proposed tomorrow. We're going down to 3.9% as the goal for the personal income tax. It's going to happen over 4 years. State Representative Jim Tedder breaking the news with us here on WILS, chairman of the Tax Policy Committee. Jim, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Yep. Let's talk again.